Okay, so last time we sat together, we were in the middle of a shiur, and we didn't get to finish those ma'amakamos. So what we're going to do in this shiur, mitzvah Hashem, is to get to the remaining ma'amakamos of that shiur, combining it with some new ones, and the topic of shiur Zion in the inyan of Talmud Torah is the inyan of Bittul Torah, the hashgafa in Bittul Torah, and it's really like a hashlama, and a way to complete the topic. Like you find by the Aseres HaDibros, Anech Hashem Elokecha V'lo Yiyelecha B'dibur Echa Nehmer. They were said together. The reason why Anoichi and Lo Yiyelecha are said together is because you can't have a complete understanding Kivyachol of Anoichi unless you also comprehend what it means Lo Yiyelecha L'Himachem Alpanai, without getting into the oimek of what that means. But to appreciate the Hashkafa in Limud HaTorah, when we come from the backside, and we understand the inyan of Bittul Torah and the Hashkaf in that, it'll help us understand the Mafreya, especially in the two drachim which we've been discussing until now. Ba'ashem Tov HaKadosh, Nefesh HaChaim. Two ways of approaching this sugya, Lishitasam, hopefully. Okay, so let's take a look here on the first page, which is the page with the title. We're going to be working with the following Gemara. We're not going to see the entire Marmakum quite yet, but take a look at the top left. The Gemara Brachas and Daf Hayamid Aleph. Im Raya Adam Shi Yisurim Bamalav Yafash Vesh B'maisav. If a person sees that Yisurim are in his life, so the Gemara has an Eitzah, Yafash Vesh B'maisav. He should take a look at his Maisim, analyze them, Pish Pish V'loy Matzah, if he examines, and he doesn't find anything. Yitle b'bittul Torah. You should be toile it in Bittul Torah. Now, perhaps the obvious pshat in this Gemara is the Baal Shem Tov on the bottom. We're going to see two pshatim for the Baal Shem Tov. What's interesting is that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings probably what's the pasha pshat in the Gemara. Perhaps even the Rishonim didn't get to look into the sugya. Shamati pishpesh v'lei matza yitle b'bittul Torah. But salam rem machmas shebittul Torah. And the reason why these things are happening is because of his bittul Torah. U'michesren yediyah she'enu yoideyah shezeh chet. Ki ein bur yirei chet. The Mishnah has a lashon that a person who is an ignoramus, he can't possibly be yirei chet because he doesn't know what's a chet. So the beginning of our tshuva and removing the yisurim is to learn Torah, because the Torah will teach us what we're doing wrong. A person could be stumbling on many obstacles, tripping up, because he doesn't know that that's an obstacle. Like the Chafetz Chaim says in his Hakdama to Chelek Gimel Mishnah Berurah, according to Bionis and Aipshis, like a person can be over of hundreds of Yisurei Shabbos if he doesn't know what the halachas of Shabbos are. And then the shaila becomes, is he a shaygig, or is he really karv l'meizid, because he could have learned and he didn't learn. So the Baal Shem Tov says, it's not because of the aveira of Bittul Torah, it's because he's mevatel Torah and he doesn't have any yediyah of halacha, seemingly. So that's why he has his Yisurim. But as soon as he starts to know what to do, how to keep Torah mitzvahs, so then the Yisurim will go away.
So it's not the etzem chid of Bittul Torah.
Correct. That's what it seems like. That's what it sounds like. Machmas shebittul Torah. Because he's mevatel Torah, he's stumbling on so many things. Yeah.
Keep. I was going to say, the Yisla is going on the V'lo Matzah in some way.
The Yitla is going on the V'lo Matzah. Right. That's why he's Loi Matzah. Because of the Bittul Torah. Now, let's take a look at the back at that Ma'ar Malkum which we began, which is the Nefesh HaChaim. And he asks the obvious question: V'lichara yipale kiven sheish biyado avon Bittul Torah chas v'shalom. Since a person has a chait of Bittul Torah, halo ein lecha matza yoiser mizeh. What's staring us in the face in this Gemara? Is that what does it mean that a person didn't find? I mean, how could you have missed Bittul Torah? Wasn't that part of your examination? Let's look what he says. Eich omer v'lei matzah. Amnam karnisa Rashi zechana livracha mizeh b'mashapirisham shalei matza avlin shi ruuyin hayusurim halalo lavo alav. So Rashi seems to be bavarning this question by saying, of course, he may have noticed bittul Torah, but he can't find a single aveira which will account for the amount or the types of yisurim which he's having. That's what Rashi says. And the Baal Shem Tov is touching upon that also. Baal Shem Tov is saying, there could be many things. The reason why you didn't find it was because you're ignorant.
Just how does one know, right, in terms of the yisurim that a person has? Oh, it's because of this aveira, it's because of that aveira, and just the level and the depth. I mean, it seems that we don't know necessarily.
We don't know, but in those times they did know because there was more of a hashgacha and a concentration on mida keneged mida. And that's exactly the direction that the Nefesh HaChaim is going to go in. V'hu ki miyidasa yizbarach shepoyal adam yishalem mida keneged mida. Hashem's hanhaga is measure for measure. Sha'oisa ha'ever shekil keelu pogam b'chetai, I mean the ever which he has used, which he uses, in that he's mekalkel in doing the chet, al'oisa ever asma mevi alav yisurin. So Hashem Yisbarach is not going to punish the leg if the yad is doing averis. I mean, it's going to be mida keneged mida. The tachlis kavanasa yisbarach bazeh, and the reason why Hashem Yisbarach is doing this, kedei shemitoicha yisurin yavin ha'adam v'yeda al eze chet bo. So there's tayag mitzvahs, and there's tayag parts of the body, let's say, and a person should be able to hopefully understand, we're not on the madriga though, through the yisurin which are happening, which shayrish, which mitzvah, aveira, that's coming from. V'yashav alibay, liyos maid v'ayze v'shavir apalai, shalom ha'yisrael. V'zeu she'amr, now let's plug this back into our Gemara. She'im raya adam she'yisurin bar malav yifashvish v'maisav, v'yavin darko mitoincha yisurin. I mean, a person should look at the yisurin, v'mefashvish v'maisav, and he should know how to respond based on the type of yisurin, v'im pishvish, and if he did that, right? This person, he's a higher person. He looks into his ways and can't put the pieces together. Like Rashi before, that he should be able to understand why these yisurin in my life. What's the mida keneged mida? So what's the etza? Yitzla bebitl taira. Now here comes the punchline of the Nefesh HaChaim. Ki ba'avon bitl taira loy shayach mida keneged mida. Meaning to say, the Bittul Torah is something which is higher than Mida Keneged Mida. Why is that? Ki bitula chas v'shalom, the Rebbe even talks about it with such reverence. Ki bitula chas v'shalom, hu noigei l'chol gufay. The mitzvah Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah prati, it's a mitzvah klali. It's shayach to every single part of the mensch. Eiza makom eiza eiver shihiyah. It reminds us of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Ezehu Gadol, Talmud Gadol, Maisa Gadol. Kulam Amru, everybody said, no, Gadol Talmud should maybe lead the Maisa. That the reason why Talmud is Gadol is because it's maybe lead the Maisa. Torah, Talmud Torah, is the Shayrish which brings us to every single Maisa, which is Talmud Torah connected Kulam. So Mela Talmud Torah is not connected to a particular Aver, it's connected the entire mensch. So Mamela, if a person has Yisurim, which befall his arm or his leg or his heart or whatever it may be, and he can't find the mida keneged mida, that means it's coming from a higher place. Especially if it's happening all simultaneously. Because that's certainly totally in bittul Torah, because it would only be bittul Torah which would be keneged kula. What's interesting is that the Baal Shem Tov, you go back into compare and contrast the Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal Shem Tov, just in this first mahalach of the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov says, we're dealing with a boor, the ein boor yirei chet. So if you don't know what's going on in your life, you better start learning so you understand better. And the Mishnah says, we're dealing with such a person. He knows how to put things together and he can't figure it out. And the reason why he can't figure it out is because the Gemara is telling you a chiddush. Kamash Milan, Bittul Torah is different than all other Averis. Bittul Torah is connected kulam. So who we're dealing with and what's the starting point is very different than the Mishnah with the Nefesh. Now to better understand the reverence that the Nefesh HaChaim has for the inyan of Bittul Torah and Talmud Torah. So we spoke about his mahalach and Limud HaTorah Lishma and the special place that Talmud Torah has. But again, like we said in the beginning, to help us understand the ma'ilah of Limud HaTorah in the eyes of the Nefesh HaChaim, we're going to be helped by his explanation, understanding of the chomer, of what it means bittul Torah. Of course, this is just a cutout of one part of Perek Dal in Nefesh HaChaim. He has a lot to say about Talmud Torah straight on. We've quoted some of it, but it's the longest Perek in Nefesh HaChaim. So take a look to the right. The Shem Beseder Eliyahu Zuta. So he's in the middle of an inn here. Ki La Shem Mitzuki Eretz Vayoshes Aleihem Teilo. It's an Eliyahu Zuta, Medrash compilation of the teachings of Eliyahu Navi. Ve'ein Mitzukim Ela Tamei Chachamim. So this is a quote. V'chol Yoyim Yoytzi Malachi Chabalim Alif Tekadosh Baruch Hu L'Chabas Chalam Kulay. Every single day, these evil Malachim, they come before Kadosh Baruch Hu and they want to destroy the world. Ve'el Malei Bate Kneisias Umate Midrashas. If not for our shuls, if not for our bate midrashas, shetamidei chachamim yoyishim mehem oiskim b'divrei Torah, for the tamid chachamim who sit and they learn Torah there, hayu mechavav b'skor olam kulo, the world would be destroyed. So we have a lot of gratitude to tamid chachamim who are sitting and learning Torah there, to the koyel olim, because they're protecting the world. Im kol zeh, now the Nefesh HaChaim talks, that was the medrash, adayin yuchul hiskayim ma'idei hasridim asher Hashem korei, we see from this medrash that if not for the seridim, he calls it, Asher Hashem Kairi, the Talmidei Chachamim, the world would revert to Toihu Vavoyu. And he goes on to make a very famous comment. If there would be a moment in this world where Talmud Torah would cease to exist amongst the Jewish people, the whole world would revert to Tohu Vavohu and Venus. It means to say, according to Nefesh HaChaim, every single moment that we see that there's Kiyum Ha'ilam is testimony that there's Limud HaTorah which is taking place right now. Somewhere, someone is learning Torah and is responsible for Kiyum Ha'ilam. Even if it's just one person, Rav Koichai should be yodel lahamir lekayimas koylonam bebiyok bichlala, that with his strength he's able to be mamid to upkeep all the oilimus and all of creation. Ayide isko be his boniness b'torak doisha lishma, through his learning of Torah, and he adds here lishma, as it says in Sanhedrin Chelik, kol oisik b'torah lishma, Rabbi Yochanan and Omer af megin al kol oilim kulay. Seems like a very straight, clear right to what he's saying, that Limud HaTorah Lishma protects the entire world. And as it says in Mishnah, Kol Ha'Oseh B'Torah Lishma, Kol Ha'Olam Kedai Kulay. The whole world is Kedai for him. So look what he writes. How is it possible that a person shouldn't be fired up when he hears this awesome inyan? We should be overcome with fear and trepidation. That we shouldn't be lax at any point in our Eisek HaTorah. With consistency. If we think to ourselves for a moment, maybe right now, from one end of the world to the next, maybe there will be a moment where there will be no Talmud Torah. It's hard even for us to imagine such a thing, that we should even think this way. But considering how much Torah is being learned in Eretz Yisrael, but even in New York, or in Los Angeles, or in Chleisa, everywhere, there's koilim all over the world. But look at, he comes with this in a very lamaisa. A person should be overcome with fear and an awesomeness of the power and the koyach haTorah when he thinks about this reality, that if Torah would cease, he should feel an achrayus in that. If there should be no Torah at this time, all the worlds would be destroyed, and in a snap, everything would be obliterated. There's a ma'aseh with the Avnei Nezer. The tzaddikim say that, how is his father zeichet to the Avnei Nezer? So the ma'aseh is because once on Purim, everybody was being Isaac and Mitzvahs, and he decided he was going to learn because he had the hargasha that since everybody's being Isaac in the mitzvah sayayim, somebody needed to be sitting and learning Torah. Turned out that because of the simcha sayayim, he was like the only person in the world who was learning Torah at that time, and he was mamid kol ha'olam kulay. And in that schus, it was determined in Shemayim he would give birth to the Avnei Nezer. Such a Metzias happened, according to the Messiah of the Tzaddikim. The Avnei Nezer was born from this inyan. It's not just enough that the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us that, but it's a Talmud Shemevi Lidimai. So take a look at this next paragraph right below. This is from a Ha'ara, in one of the commentaries on the Nefesh HaChaim. V'chein hinhig ha-Nefesh HaChaim l'mayisim b'shivas v'lashen. We know that the Nefesh HaChaim, B'chaim v'lashen, was the Rosh Hashiva and the Shiva v'lashen. As it says in the Sefer, Avi ha-Yeshivais, and we know that he is the father of all the yeshivas. And this is a quote. Kol laila haya nechalak mishum kein l'shnei mishmar shalomdim. In his yeshiva, he instituted that there should be two groups. It was divided, where they split the learning over the course of the night. Mishmar echad yoytze b'chatzais. The first mishmar would learn in the night until chatzais. U'mishmar sheni nechspim kamer. There would be a change of the guard, and the second shift would come in at chatzais and then continue to learn Torah from chatzais on. Pele. The af b'leil Shabbos leposku mishmaros halalu. Didn't get off on Shabbos. Right? The Kiyum Ha'olam needs to be secure even Shabbos. He included himself in the rotation. It's a little blurry. To ensure that there should be Talmud Torah always. And look what he writes. V'ilu b'matzi yom kippur. Matzi yom kippur. Shah shahayu hakol. Tishushim v'yegem mistainisam v'hoichin esodas imam. Who's sitting and learning in the base medrash from Tzim Kippur? Hayahu atzmo yoyishim v'shekiv al tamudu el chatzos layla. The Chayav HaLashon took achrayas, and he would sit and learn from Tzim Kippur until chatzos. That was his mishmar. Shalei matzim yishiyach sekalad matarayas, because he would say, who in the world right now is sitting and learning Torah? He took it upon himself. So you see, this wasn't just something which he taught. This is how he lived. He lived with this machshava nayra in a very real way. Now let's come to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. In order to understand the Baal Shem Tov's understanding of this Gemara, which is to the left, we have to explain and understand the hashkaf of the Baal Shem Tov when it comes to Bittul Torah. For that, let's turn the page for a moment. And let's begin on the top right. And this is something which you've already begun to discuss in the last year, but this will be a refresher and some added commentary. Shamati Mimairi told us Yaakov Yosef, always the go-to. Ki Adam Hashalem Mizdamin Loi Eze Bittul Torah Tefillah. Talking about a higher person. A person who sits and he learns Torah, and he's Isaac and Avodas Hashem, and he has a bittul of Torah and Tefillah. Now, even notice that he talks about bittul of Torah and Tefillah, able to plug that into some of these sodas which you spoke about before. Not just bittul Torah. Yesh lo ilaha. He should understand. What's the message in this? Shigam zehu yadol yisbarach shadoi chitzai kidei shizkav yoisai. Bittul Torah is not something which happens to a person without hashkacha. If a person has a bittul in Torah, it's from the Ribbono shel Olam. Hashem is sending him a bittul in Torah. That he should come closer. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Smoiloi tachas l'reishi, the left hand is under my head, v'yemino isechab keini. But it's to draw me in with the right. Bittul Torah, we're seeing from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, to be very clear, is not an einish. It's a message. It's a message which is saying, come closer. Something to think about when we go back to the Nefesh HaChaim. If that's something which Chayav HaLashon would say, I agree to that. We're not agree to that.
But you choose not to learn, so you choose to engage in Bittul Torah.
No, let's say a person is sitting and learning Torah, and he's in Kailal, and he's sitting and learning, and then all of a sudden something comes along in his life where he may have to go out and make a parnasa, or somebody gets sick and he has to be on top of with that person. It's more than just like what comes up.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. But even with a higher person, even if he's sitting and learning and then he gets a phone call and he's like, you know, I gotta go to the market, will you come home for a couple hours? He would think to himself like that didn't have to happen. because now it just became an inyan that it's yashal lasosai deyachirim. But what is it saying about my Talmud Torah? It could have been like deyachirim. I mean, everything is bashkacha the Basham Tov is saying. Let's continue. We see bechlal the derech the Basham Tov is heading in, but to be more specific, again the told this Yaakov Yosef this time in Parshas Chayisara. Veli nira lefi ma shekibalti mi rabbeisai vachaveirai eich yisnahig b'mi desrachamim im kol adam. How Hashem is misnayg berachamim. V'gam sheroya be'eza adam shum davar machoyer. Yitain leib shigam sham shayrish ma'iz barachat teles asa panimine. This is the introduction. And this should be obvious to us because what we've seen going back to the earlier Yesodis Shurim was the centrality of emunah bitachan teles asa panimine inon mavadei melech halartz kavaydei, which is coming back to here. V'al karachachu l'tayvasa. If that's the case, everything which happens is l'tayva. If a person therefore sees anything negative in somebody else, he should automatically apply it to himself. Like we explained in Kodesh Acharon, in the name of Menachem Faradanka, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, and now he talks about our inyan. Kengoy. Sheba loy bitul al yidei shum adam b'tayra b'tfila. Some type of a bitul in his tayra and tfila comes along. Yitain leiv shehu l'tayvasa. This is a message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a very positive message. Again, start thinking about the Nefesh HaChaim and thinking about what the Baal Shem Tov is saying here. O shelo hayim ispala v'lamed karoy. Maybe you weren't learning Torah properly. Maybe you weren't davening properly. O sheichav en kavana acheret chizbe l'shikabo l'tayva. You need to straighten out your kavanas. V'oz yimsa shebe emesu tayvasa. When you make that switch, you fulfilled the purpose of that bittul, and then the siba, the cause of that bittul, should go away. And this is pshat shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. It's not just a pasuk; it's an outlook on life that everything which is happening to me is happening from the Ribbono Shel Olam l'toivasi. It's a hint in doing what you're doing, directing it in a more positive, deeper direction. This next Ramakal we quoted, I don't remember if we quoted it in the last year, definitely quoted it in Noyim Elimelech Shah recently. I think we did quote it last time, but it's Kedai Techazarit. It's a very important Ramakal. V'radav oisem kol alei nidav. This is the pasuk in the Teichacha, that the kol alei nidav will run after us. Shemati mi pekadosh Yisrael hatzadik of Uri from Astralex, who said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that this pasuk in the Teichacha is referring to those who are oisik b'toyre shaloi lishma. Ubefrat lekanter, and especially those who learn Torah lekanter with very negative intentions, of which Chazal say certainly noyach leshalei nivra, better such a person had not come into the world. Ula oisin anashim, so this is how the Baal Shem Tov taught this pasuk. Roideif kol alei nidav lashon daf. The daf gemara is roideif oisam. And the explanation of that is that if a person learns Torah shaloi lishma, the Torah itself will come running after him because it has tainas on him. Why are you learning me Shalai Lishma? It's not okay for a person to learn Torah Shalai Lishma. Noyach Le Shalai Nivra. There's only a heter to learn Torah Shalai Lishma because it will come to Lishma. And the Baal Shem Tov says that part of the Bria is that Yisurim will come upon a person. We're talking about the Teichacha here. Because the Torah is saying, the Torah is saying, meaning it's not that there are these enemies and they're running after me and they have their own agenda. The Torah is nislabish in them, and the message of the Torah through them is, why are you learning Torah Shalal Lishma? Almost like the Gemara says in Nedar. Nobody knew why the Torah was at the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shalul Anavim. Mipnei Shalal Bercha B'Torah Tchila. Asha Azum Es Torah Si. This is why I'm saying Torah Si means Torah Lishma. That the Shalai Lishma is being taina on Torah Lishma. Take a look at the Ben Paras Yosef, again the Tullis Yaakov Yosef right below. Yesh oid klal echad godol, shetzarech ledabik atzmo dahainu pnimiyas hatayr v'mitzvah. That we need to attach ourselves to pnimiyas hatayr. L'kasher machshavto v'nishmasu al shayrish hatayr v'mitzvah shu oisa. That it should be deep, that the Torah which we learn should be attached to its shayrish, which is dveikis, which is Lishma, Di'im Lai Kain, because if not, so now what would we expect him to say? Because if not, okay, Mitak Shul Lishma, Bo Lishma, it's not the worst thing in the world. The Maisa, the guy's sitting and learning. What else would you want from him? He's in the base medrash. He's in the base knesses. No. Din loy kain, oisa chas v'shalom kitzut uperid b'netiyos. Now, whatever that means, it's not good. B'koitis b'netiyos. That's the lesson that the Sfarim and Kubalim use about the Chid of Adam HaRishon. Eating from the Eitz Hadas, not eating from the Eitz Chaim. What does it mean to eat from the Eitz Hadas and not eat from the Eitz Chaim? It means that his Torah wasn't on the level of what's called Eitz Chaim. And there is, without getting into the sugya, of the eating from the Eitz Hadas in its relation to eating from the Eitz Chaim can be explained as Bitoich Shaloi Lishma, the Hainu Eitz Hadas Tevira, Balishma, eat from the Eitz Chaim. Which is why the Torah says that Adam maybe had a thought to eat from the Eitz Chaim, and the Torah says, no, right? There's a whole Shakta V'Tayah that the Torah speaks about openly. Now that he had eaten from the Eitz Hadas, maybe he's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim. And maybe Adam should have eaten from the Eitz Chaim, which would have been Mitoch Shalashma Balashma. Al Kapanim, that's a different Indian, that's a Parshashir. But we see from here that there's a Mitoch Shalashma Balashma, of which built into the Bria, there's a system which Shem Yisbarach says that things are going to happen to you, not as a punishment, but as a hint and as a remiss, which says, follow the Seder of Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma. Because if not, if you don't achieve Torah Lishma, at least we spoke about that's something which is happening constantly and all the time, and it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch, according to the Bashem, it's not just a mindset, it's a reality that a person is holding in Al Kalpanim. Yisurim can happen because of that, but it's not called Yisurim. It's in order to bring a person to this tachlis.
Person has the
kavanah
and the
ratzon
and the
mishpalel
as well.
Then he would be yotze that, yeah. That's the message. The message is do those things that you just described.
Why did you bring this last part about the mirror and the Bible?
To explain why it is that the previous marmakim should say that the Torah which a person learns, the Daf Gemara, Shaloi Lishma, would be neslabish in the oivim which are running after him and oppressing him and saying, learn Torah Lishma. What's so bad about Torah Shalom Lishma? So comes along the Baal Shem Tov and explains, because you're koitzitz bin etiyos. I mean, there's a shidduch which is supposed to take place between what's called Torah and Lishma. And if we're mafred between Torah and Lishma, then it's a pagam. It's not just that he's sitting and learning and, you know, give it to him, he's got 8 out of 10. It's not like that.
He's talking about your learning pinyas at
Torah. Yeah. But Pnimiyas HaTorah isn't just, doesn't mean Kabbalah. Pnimiyas HaTorah means learning Torah with Ava, with Yira, with Vekas, like we spoke about before, that the gedder of Pnimiyas HaTorah, according to the Baal Shem Tov, going back to earlier Shurim, is not the Toichen. Because the Baal Shem Tov says, it can't be Toichen. If you understand it, then it's not Pnimiyas anymore. So Pnimiyas only means something you don't understand. What? Huh?
So that's the Torah
Shem Tov. Right. So according to the Baal Shem Tov, Pnimiyas HaTorah means the Ava and the Yira of Torah, the Dvekas of Torah. And already you're touching on the Shema. And that's really this next one. I'm going to go to the top left. This is from Sefer HaSichas, so the Rayatz. He says, Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, toirasi al tazayvu. What's ki lekach toiv nasati lachem? So he says, Toiras HaNigla is called lekach toiv. That's Toiras HaNigla. Umimena hayamokum lachshav shenasati lachem. There's mokum to think that there's a lachem in that Torah. Meaning, that if a person forgets in learning Torah about the Noisen HaTorah, that's called Lachem. That's not Lashem. That could already be called Lachem. That's why it's so important. Going back to that Gemara, which we spoke about in Nadarim, that the Gemara had said that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What do you mean Shalom Bercha B'Torah? What does that have to do with anything? So one of the Pshatim, and there are many, because what do we say before we learn Torah? Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisen HaTorah. That Hashem is a Nois in HaTorah. We can't learn Torah without recognizing and appreciating the fact that there's a Nois in HaTorah. Like we spoke about before in early Yishurim, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that the Torah has to be learned with the same Emir V'Yir V'Yesir V'Zera as it was given at Matan Torah. It was very clear that there was a Nois in HaTorah. And that's the introduction every single day through Birchas HaTorah. We reiterate, Asher Bachabanu, Asher Nosan Lanu, when we make a bracha by the Birchas HaTorah, by the Bima, Brachat Hashem, Nois in HaTorah. We can't be mafred between the Torah and the Nois in HaTorah. And if a person learns Niglas HaTorah, it's very easy in Niglas HaTorah for a person to forget the Nois in HaTorah, to think the Torah is Lachem. However, Toirasi al Tazavu, he says, Omnam Toirasi, Kishaloim din Pnimiyas HaTorah. Now again, Chaim, what is Pnimiyas HaTorah? Ma'amin in Behashkacha Pratis. For us, al Tazavu, in Anachno Azuv. A person comes to a deep kesher with the Rabbanu Shalom in his emun, his bitachon Hashem, if he learns Torah in that way, that's called Pnimis Torah. You can open up a Zayar, you can open up Rav Shamsha from Master Poli, you can be learning the deepest Torah, Shemus, Malachim, and all types of concepts, even if you understand it. But it's Merachki from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Shem Tov says, Das is Niglus HaTorah. That's not Pnimis HaTorah. Pnimis HaTorah means that through the Limud HaTorah, you're establishing a deeper kesher with the Nisan HaTorah. That's called Pnimis HaTorah. So that's what he says. So that's the reason why, when we talk about Pnimis HaTorah, Pnimis HaTorah is more mukhshar to being a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu than Niglus HaTorah. I mean, even according to the definition of the Nefesh HaChaim, that it's the actual Toichen, when a person learns Pnimis HaTorah, the fact that there's a Nisan HaTorah is more apparent than it is if you're learning Shoshanakach Sapar. That's just the way it is. The cold Cheshvin, it's very easy to get lost in the Svaras and in the Lumnis and the so on, that a person Shechas V'Shalom forget about the Nisan HaTorah. It takes an extra Hisamsis in that. But you're learning Pnimis HaTorah, there's something about the actual Toichen HaPnimi which is much more karev to the fact we're cognizant of the Nisan HaTorah. Just agavor. That's Aleph from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Now Beis is a hashkafel when it comes to Yisur. We've understand a little bit about Bittul Torah. Now we have to talk about Yisurin, because the Gemara which we began with in Brachas is talking about both of these things. We're talking about Yisurin, Pish Pish Malaisav, Yitl B'Bittul Torah. So we explained the Nefesh HaChaim, how he explains that Gemara B'chula. But now we examined Bittul Torah, that Hashkafa Mitzad, the Basham Tov HaKadosh. Now we have to explain and understand what it means Yisurin from the perspective of the Basham Tov HaKadosh, which goes back to earlier Shurim, but this is a little bit more comprehensive. So take a look at the next one. Welcome once again from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Shamati Mimayri, Beir Shas, Loi Golu Yisrael Achakafu Basham Ubedavid. Very puzzling Gemara. The Gemara says that we only went into Galus when we were Koifer in Hashem and in David. Ubeir Shas, and also the Gemara, Ein bin Oilam Azeh Limayis HaMashiach El Shibud Malchiyas Belvad. The only difference between our current times and the times of Mashiach is what's called Shibud Malchiyas Belvad. So now, he explains, the Amru B'Shas, quotes the Gemara in Erechim, Misha Avru Olav Arboin Yoyim, Belo Yisurin. If a person has 40 days where he feels like everything is going great, no bumps in the road of life. So kibbal lalama. So the Gemara says, it's not such a good siman. Hechi dami yisurin. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean yisurin? If he doesn't have yisurin in his life. So the Gemara gives very light, a few, we only have one or two here, explanations of what it means yisurin. For example, hamoishit yodol anaki, if a person sticks his hand into his wallet and he's looking for a dime and he pulls out a nickel, so that's called yisurin. Vehiksha, And it says, Ha'ein Yisurin b'loy Avon. Aye, there's no Yisurin without Avon. V'chisakadaitach shazanech shalach ha'paras Avon. This is what's called kaparas Avon. Right? There's Yisurin and there's Avon. Right? So this is the Yisurin? This is the Yisurin which is b'chaparan Avonos? So now look at the Baal Shem Tov's Mahalach in this Gemara. Ubeir, the Baal Shem Tov taught, Tzadik b'munasi yechia. Right? Gemara and the Makos. Ki ha'mamin b'hashkacha pratis shal Hashem Yisbarach. If a person believes that everything which happens is from Hashem, everything is bashkacha pratis. That's what's called the shem adnus, dina de malchus shishmaya, v'hu lesibas chetoy. And it's happening because of his chetoy. Umiyan mischar to malich harado pachad Hashem. He doesn't know exactly why it's happening. But he knows that if it's happening, there's a hashgacha pratis in this, and it befalls him a sense of charata and a regret and a pachad of Hashem. Miyad meichel enoy. He doesn't need anything more than that. This is gevaldik chiddush. Me'acher shehu mamin v'chayzer boyim medavik machshav to boyisbarach. Now that he has come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and through the events of his life, he's mechazik his emunah b'tochen and hashgacha pratis and Hashem's presence in his life, he's good to go. Not that he's good to go. He has mechila. And he doesn't even know exactly what it was for. He's not even measuring his midah k'neged midah. If he knows that this is happening not because Hashem is making a mistake or because there's a lack of hashgacha pratis, it's on me, there's hashgacha pratis, I don't exactly know what. But I know that this is coming from Baruch Hu and Hashem is saying, come closer to me, miyad meichilin lai. So that's how he explains the Gemara now. Lekach gam ha-moshed yado. Even if he sticks his hand into his pocket and he pulls out a dime and not a nickel, that's fine. Because he has emuna in the hashkacha that this wasn't just random. It was because you're supposed to pull out whatever you're looking for in your wallet. Because there's hashkacha pratis. Hashem wants you to live as smooth life as possible. Every time you should be find whatever you need. It should be very easy. If you're having struggles in life, it's because there's a chet epis somewhere. And if a person takes limud from the easy stuff, he won't have to come to the hard stuff where there are very, very clear signs of hashkacha pratis. How quickly do we resonate with that message? As soon as he understands Lashkach HaPratis, he's pater. How do you explain this, Baal Shem Tov? Like we said at the beginning, that the whole reason why there's Yisurin, if there's even, let's say, a bittul Torah because of Yisurin, the message is come closer to me. If a person takes the messages of life, even the small things, which is Hashem's Rachmanis in teaching us, right? It starts off small and Chasham should get bigger. If he takes that message initially, and he says, I'm coming close to you, I realize there's hashkacha. The tachlis is to come to that hashkacha, to come to that yediyah. That's the goal, is to come to that recognition of that havaya, to that shivisi hashem l'negli samim. If you've taken a step forward in that direction, you've patched yourself from whatever averis may have been done, because the whole tachlis is to bring you to this yediyah. This is a tachlis called a chayim kulay of the Rebbeinu Shlom's achdus and the Lesa Sarpanimine. Akiva, what do you want to say? Emuna is dveikus. That was in the dveikus shir and the munah shir. Emuna is dveikus. Now, of course, it's on many, many levels. But the actual machshava and the idea of that is certainly a darga.
So yeah. To say that I'm makir, that this is hashgacha pratis from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's enough to stop Yisurim, just on that level of emuna, that's enough to stop Yisurim, even though one isn't necessarily... on the highest level, on a high level dveikus.
I would just add that a person should be goyim radas, that he's going to live his life. Meaning, Hashem knows whether it's just a p'tur or it's a real kabbalah, that a person wants to live a life of hashgacha pratis in his life. And he wants to live with that dveikus. So what we're looking for is that a person should say, and a person should repeatedly say, I want to live a life of hashgacha pratis. I want to live a life of kirvas alukim. That's the type of life which I want to live. If he has that attitude, then he's pottering himself from all Yisurim, because Yisurim are not a punishment from doing Averis. It's a message that Hashem sends to a person. Well, it could be, that's Yifashresh, it could be. But if Yifashresh v'lay matzah, it's because the life mahalich is not right. It's not aligned.
And then why is Torah learning the most, why is that connected kula?
Okay, so we're going to get to the Pnei Menachem's, we only saw the initial pshat of the Baal Shem Tov. We haven't come yet back to that Gemara. Let's finish this thought first of the Baal Shem Tov in explaining Yisurin. Shemati, and this just explains it a little bit more clearly. Mashal from the Baal Shem Tov, once again, the Orach L'chaim, Kishibola Adam Yisurin. He should think to himself, Av Sheishlo Ben Katan, a Mishana Mabushav, Kedil Ahavis, Es Bino Yimata L'Pachat, a father who has a young son, and he dresses up and he disguises himself as somebody else in order to scare his child. And he looks through the mask and he says, Tati, nismal l'racham avalav. The father has compassion on the child at that time. And then he takes off the malbushim and he shows his son his open affection, and the tzar goes away. If we're in a tzar, and we're looking around, and we're thinking, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, take me out of the tzar. Is that the right hashkafa, that there's a tzar which is taking place, and we're asking Hashem to take us out of the tzar? But Hashem thought, no, the whole mahalach ha-machshava is off. It's not that there's a tzar and there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's everything is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's just that Hashem is using the tzar as a way of being mafchin him, to see if he will call out and he'll say, Tati. Then the tzar will be in his spot. That's what it takes. To call out and to say, Tati, I know this is you. What are you asking from me?
Tzar being in Spato, necessarily the Tzar going away, or now that you know it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all over Tzar.
When you know that it comes from Arshom, then it becomes Bato. Because he's Mar, his Rachmanis, yeah. Well, it can be a higher and a lower way in that, but Pashtus is that when you call out Tati, the Mashal is telling us that he reveals that he's the Tati, and then the Tzar goes away, because there was never a Mitzah heir. There was never a Mitzah heir. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he doesn't have that das, It's a meich in the katna, it's not a meich in the galus. Omevakish refu upa'udos gashrens linatza mitzayzeh. And this is a very important lakach for us. If a person has some type of a machla and he's going from doctor to doctor and he doesn't realize that it's not that the doctor is merapa him, he has to first establish that the refu will come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if there's a shaliach, then there's a right shaliach. But it's not like the doctor is going to heal me. Then az chasham nishla b'tzar. Then the tzar sticks. And you say, people have refuas even though they don't know. But what happens many times is that the tzar is just nisgagel in a different oifen. Okay, so he had this machala chas v'shalom, and then he went to a doctor and got rid of it. But then a few months later, something else happens in his life, and now he's dealing with this tzar. So not the pshat that he got rid of that and this came. It was just misgagel itself. It's the same thing, because the whole tachas was to realize that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you think that it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's something else, and you're asking, you have to know that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's lima number one, according to the Bashan to the Kodesh. Now let's come back to our sugya. And there's another Mayim Makom on this to the left from the Degem Machane Ephraim, which we quoted in earlier Shurim. It's Kedai to see, but it just reiterates this idea. But let's go to the middle of the page. Isa betoldas Yaakov Yosef b'shem ha'bal shem tov. So the Pnei Menachem quotes the toldas Yaakov Yosef. Not sure which one he's referring to. But he says, Al haddi Isa. Now he quotes Agamara straight. Imroya Adam shi yisurim b'yim alav yifashrish b'mayitza pishvish v'limatza yidla b'biltol tayra. Umakshin ha'oilam. Haloi ma'ashalai lamar hu ba'atma chayit gadol. Ve'ich om m'shalai matza. That was the question of the Nefesh HaChaim. How could you say he couldn't find if there was taka b'tol tayra? So look what the Baal Shem Tov says. Ala sheyesh avaynais chamurim v'chatoim kashim shemivatlam es ha'tayra shalamad. There are chatoim which a person does which causes b'tol tayra. Ve'al zeh amru yitle b'bitol tayra. Meaning, af shalamad mikol makom nisbatla tayrasai. B'tol tayra here doesn't mean that he was negligent, that he wasn't learning tayra. He was learning tayra. You understand the godless of this? He's learning Torah. That's why he didn't find it. He didn't find it because he was taka learning. So what's called bitul Torah? It's called bitul Torah because he's not learning Torah Shema. Or he's not learning in an iPhone of mitay shaloi d'shma balashma. He's satisfied in his mitay shaloi d'shma. That nuance of which is called koitzitz binatiyas. It's from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's called bittul Torah. Therefore, he says, "Kasha yesh ba'adam yirashamayim." If he has yirashamayim, which, like we said before, that according to the Nefesh HaChaim, that's just a hechatimsa to Torah. But according to the Baal Shem Tov, the tachas of Torah is to come to av and yir and veikis. Then calling out of v'toyev yochadach zekatma Torah. Then he should be totally fine. Shouldn't have any interruptions because there's no reason for Hashem to send him to say, "Hey, what you doing?" The Torah isn't the way that it's supposed to be. If it's talked the way that it's supposed to be, it's not the pshat that Hashem won't send anything to be mevatel his Torah because he's not learning in an oifen of bittul Torah. If there's a bittul which comes your way, it's because your Torah is bottle. And Hashem is just waking you up and he's saying, you know why you're having bittul Torah? Because your Torah is bottle. But if a person would learn Torah the way it's supposed to be, then kol ha'olam kadai hulo, nobody would touch that Torah. You would be able to sit in the Beis Medrash all the time and never have to leave. Again, it doesn't mean, but you know what I mean by that, okay? The Torah will go with you wherever you are, which means that Hashem will go with you wherever you are. That Kesha will always be strong. Take a look at the Tiferet Shlomai, the next Mayim Makom where he speaks this out. Beautiful, such a beautiful Mayim Makom. This is in Parsha Shoftim. V'kara bo kol yemei chayav, you'll learn Torah all the days of your life. L'man yilmad l'yira, such a beautiful pasuk by the Melech, that you will learn Torah all the days of your life so that you will have yira. Hanirli levar, alpi masha amu bigamara, pishbeish v'lay matza, yitla bebitol tayra. Zelachera tamu amaza pishbeish v'lay matza, halo nirli ayin shalomad. That's our kasha. Achi nivar alpi masha amim, which you say every day in Avarabba, v'hare einenu b'sayra secha. Hashem Yisbarach, illuminate my eyes in your tayra. Look at these words. Sha adam tzarech lilmaid ba'aysa b'chine, shia koyach b'limudai l'hare seydarach ishar. Torah should be learned in a way, as the word Torah implies, as we saw before when going back to the early Shurim and explaining Lima Torah Lishma, to be loymed an inyan Torah from Torah. Torah is Meira Derech. Ula Oire Levavo Lahala Sazichorna Lasakin Kopakam Vachatayim. that he learns Torah in a way to make tikkun for pgam and chatoim, that the Torah should be much more than just lilmod olam and lishma v'las l'kayim, but it should be a ha'aris einayim, that the Torah should reveal to me things which I'm not able to see with my physical eyes. Things about my life, things about my tikkunim, things about the olam and tach sabriya. Sha'al yedei limud ha'Torah, toyer einay l'reis masha pagamti v'asisi ad kosh l'hagin, learning Torah in a way that brings him to understanding his deficiencies, which really means to come to anava in front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and to more yira, to be makar his chesronos. Ava belimit shaloi lishma, here's the punchline, but if Torah is shaloi lishma, hine isa, it says in the Mishnah, ubaitel mi divrei Torah. There's something which is called baitel mi divrei Torah. Look what he says. And this resonates with the Pnei Menachem before. Af shehu lomed Torah behasmada, even if he's a masmid, who kemaisha eino klal. There could be a Torah that a person is learning, which is like bottle. Like, look at this mashal, he says. Kamay b'chametz. Look, we find by Hilchas Chametz that the Gemara tells us shehu be'en, that it could be in existence. U'midaraisa, yet the Torah would consider that to be non-existent. Bittel ba'alam asagi. You see, there's a concept that something could be be'en, it could exist, it could be happening, but it could be bottle ba'alma. It could be not existent. So that's, he's making that, and he's saying there's something about that. It was called Baitel Medivrei Torah, means that there could be a Limud Torah which is called Batel. It's not Limud Torah. The Eino Oisa Peiros Klal. It doesn't produce anything. Scary thought. V'zehu Shama B'Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Yitle B'Bitel Torah. Means it's telling the Masmid that you're, if you can't find anything to which to attribute it, attributed to your Torah, which is batal. Even if you're learning basmada, because your Torah is batal. And it's kamisha in a klal. That's what Hashem Yisbarach is saying. Your Torah is batal. So we go back and we take a look at the approach of the Nefesh HaChaim and the approach of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We see very, very different explanations and applications of this Gemara. But the Nefesh HaChaim taught us that if a person can't find any mida keneged mida, then he should attribute it to Bittul Torah. And the reason why it's Bittul Torah is because it's so overwhelming, you assume, and it's shaykh to every part of you, because Taka Torah is shaykh to every part of you. And it means you have to be Mas'atzi more in Limud HaTorah, more Asmata in Torah. Of course, he wants it to be the Shema as well. But according to the Nefesh HaChaim, as we explained before, the Shema is a mindset. Shalol his goes, and to learn Torah, Al Menas Lasis Olamim. It's like taking a step out of Lakanter and making it that it's already a darga of the Shema. The Baal Shem Tov is saying pshat in this Gemara, two pshatim. One is that it's referring to an Am Haaretz, in which case it's saying Aleph, if you're an Am Haaretz, then start to learn, because without learning you won't know where this is coming from. But if you're a higher person, it's a totally different pshat in this Gemara. Pshat Gemara is that you could be sitting and learning all day, but the Torah is batal. Why? Because the Baal Shem Tov, I will tell you that if Yisurim are coming, those Yisurim are the messengers of Torah Shelo Lishma, which is telling a person, you got to move into the direction of Lishma. Because there's only a Hetem Yitayich, Shelo Lishma, Baal Lishma. Like we said by the Mabel, that the Baal Shem Tov teaches the Pasuk, Ba'ata V'chol Beischa L'Teva, that there was a huge Mabel, a big teicha which came Noach's way. And the message is, boy ata v'chol beischa l'teva. Go into the tevas of Tyra. Meaning, find the Orient self within the teva. Find the nekuda of the Shema in your liman at Tyra. That was the message to Noach. And the Gemara says, Noach learned Tyra. He learned Tyra. But Noach is what's considered to be mitaych shel olishma. And that's how we come to, from Noach we come to Avram. And Rashi says, Noach, had he been in the door of Avram, he would have been nechshav. So Noach is like a Torah which is called Baitel Medivrei Torah. Ki'ilu lo nechshav, ki'ilu lamad klal. But mitaych that, which is Noach, bo le'Avram, you come to the Inyan of Avram, and that's called Torah Lishma. It's interesting that this, in being mashlam, this lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim, this chiddush nefesh chaim, that if there wouldn't be a person learning Torah, the world would self-destruct. I'm not a bucky in the Sefer Talmid Bashem Tov, but I don't recall having seen such a chiddush like that from the Talmid Bashem Tov HaKadosh. I could be wrong, and it could be that they're closer to one another than I realize. But the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, if there would be a moment where Torah would cease, then the world would self-destruct.
I have to say that Baal Shem Tov didn't say that because he believes that your obligation in life is to be dovek.
Right.
So that you have a heter not to be in Vegas to learn Torah.
Right. You're right. But the question is, we know that the tachlis of that to achieve that vekas, it has to come through Torah too. Mamish doesn't have to be, but you're right. The oisius of Torah, the oisius of tefillah. The question though is that if a person would be in a lower state of vekas, just like a certain consciousness of the Baruch Shalom, would that be enough to hold the world tight, or would a person need like a type of a vekas, which is like a vekas which is mitaych Torah, mitaych tefillah, like a real high level of vekas. But I do think that because this is not a lashon which we find at least frequently in the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, that it was from a different perspective. It was a different approach than what's being described here. By the Baal Shem Tov, it was about quality more. The quality of Torah. It wasn't about the actual Asmada. Of course, Asmada is great and it's very important. But the quantity should bring to quality. That's the goal. That it should be qualitative, very deep, purposeful, meaningful, kesher, dveikis, yira, ab, which should be established through Liman HaTorah, which what Hashem Yisbarach wants. That dveikis. But it's interesting, Hashgafa, and the whole Indian of Bittul Torah, and to appreciate what it means, Torah and Torah Lishma. Okay. Yehi chalkani umohem. Shvizeichet to learn Torah and bring Hashem Yisbarach nachas ruach.